Hi everyone, my name is Claudia Mitura, work psychologist and certified chief happiness officer. We are making a great progress in our 26-day Alphabet of Happiness boost, 14 letters down already. So thank you so much for everyone who has been tagging, sharing and joining in with the campaign. If you are just tuning in, a very warm welcome. Each day, I'm sharing a quick science-backed happiness tip, one for every letter from A to Z, as we count down to the big book launch party at the Science Museum in London on October 31st to celebrate the launch of my brand new book, The Alphabet of Happiness. I mean, I am so excited. Cannot wait. You can find all the information about the book launch at thehappinesschallenge.co.uk/book. And when you tagging and posting and talking about all the hacks that I'm sharing, please remember to tag me on LinkedIn or Instagram for your chance to win one of the 3 signed copies of The Alphabet of Happiness. And today, our letter is N for nature, and it's all about reconnecting with the natural world. I think, like myself, you will know intuitively what scientific research confirms. Nature makes us happy. When we are in nature, we are happy. Spending time in nature makes our body and brain happier and calmer. My favorite studies, and there are just so many around these topics, are based in Japan on forest bathing, which basically ask participants to go on a very mindful walk through some beautiful forest scenery. And those studies show a decrease in heart rates, blood pressure, and the level of stress hormones when people spend time in the forests. And it has been even discovered through those studies that our immune system cell production increases when we are in the woods, which is just like, wow, it's fascinating. It's a fascinating topic. And in The Alphabet of Happiness, I explore the reasons for that. And I look into the research of why is it that nature has such a profound impact on our well-being. But in the meantime, what you need is to prescribe yourself some nature, which is actually called green prescription. So yes, create your own green prescription. Today's action is simply spend time in nature. Go for a walk, do a little bit of gardening, maybe visit a park, urban garden, go for a swim, look at beautiful views, whatever it is. But whilst you're in nature, engage in color therapy. That is, spot different types of colors. The other day, I was in a quite small park in central of London. It's gorgeous though. And when I was there, I spotted 7 different shades of green. It's like, wow, that's amazing. 7 different shades of green on one tree. So color therapy explores how colors around us influence our happiness. And finding different colors in nature can boost their effect on your mood. So you're doubling your happiness because you're engaging with the colors that really are impacting our happiness, but also you are in doing that in nature and you're appreciating the beauty of the surroundings around you. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you are enjoying my campaign so far. I hope you are running now out of the door to go and spend some time in the nature. If you just cannot wait to get your hands on the book, I know that some of you emailed me about this saying, great, you're running this competition, but actually I want a copy. You can grab your own copy, Alphabet of Happiness. Right now, you can get it from Amazon, Guardian Bookshops, Waterstones, and many more booksellers. I know that in USA, my dear fans, you still need to wait a little bit longer. The book will be available there in early December, which is perfect for some Christmas joy. But in the meantime, thank you so much all for your support. I see you tomorrow for the next letter and your daily happiness boost. Bye.